Hello and welcome to the latest podcast from me, Vinny White, former DJ from a radio station in Ottawa, and I am now officially on the road. Yes, I'm doing some travelling, and these are the first of a series of travel podcasts. The podcast will go through Kenya, even. Where they start? I've never really been to Africa, so you'll have to forgive me. They will start in Kenya. They'll go through Tanzania, into Malawi, into Zimbabwe, into Zambia, into Angola, into Namibia, and into South Africa. So they'll probably involve quite some, I would think, probably quite odd.
I miss Botswana.
I miss Botswana. Oh, yeah, and Botswana. I'd have forgot about that one. Thanks. So they'll probably involve some quite odd stories along the way, I would think. But until then, I'm in the relatively peaceful haven of England, London, and I'm with an Irishman, which is fairly reflective of the cosmopolitan nature of this city, to not pick out someone with a bowler hat that says, hello, welcome. I thought I'd just pick out my cousin, who I'm staying with. Hello, cousin.
Hello, cousin. How are you?
You might as well introduce me in the way that you do to everyone.
Well, I'm in London with my cousin Vinny, which is not just a film, but it's a real-life person.
Fact. So I've been here for a couple of days. I suppose really what I thought I'd do is talk about London, where we are, what's happening, and sort of have a free-flowing bit of titillation to see where we end up. I'm going to be here for another week or two before I start the Kenya trip. It's really weird to come back here. I really like it. I haven't been here since June. Feels like ages. I nearly got run over yesterday looking the wrong way, and someone had to literally pull me from in front of a taxi. Your friend, actually. Thank you.
Actually, she was pushing you, but yeah, she did have to pull you back from an oncoming red bus the size of a house that Vinny didn't see for some reason, because it was red and shiny and beeping at him.
I was looking the wrong way, what with this whole driving on the left insanity that I thought I was used to, but I'm clearly not. Anyway, thank you for putting me up in your house where we are currently. You've just poured me a glass of whiskey. Shall we begin by talking about London?
We shall. Shall we first of all say cheers and happy Christmas to everybody? London, yes, London town, one of 21 megacities in the world, and home to lots and lots of very cool people, including me.
A megacity being a city with a population larger than 10 million. Do you know there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, from my memory, that I'm definitely thinking
not
about.
Reading from Wikipedia.
There's only 6 cities that have got more than 20 million. London, its suburbs and all the districts, is pushing on for 14 million. So it's probably a middle of the pack for a mega city.
Yeah, it's not quite Tokyo or Mexico City, but it's, you know, it's a big, bald city. It's not just a little wiener of a fella. He's got some size.
He's quite robust. He hasn't got a complex.
No, he's in the shower, he can stand his ground, or her ground, but yeah, London's a man.
I've always thought of London as quite a masculine entity.
Definitely.
With a large appendage down the Thames. In 1950, there were 83 cities with world populations exceeding 1 million. By 2007, this number has risen to 468. So London is where we are. London. I mean, it's not really judged very well at the moment because it's the shortest days of the year and it's been raining.
You arrived and 10 minutes later said you'd kill yourself if you lived here. So don't get all nostalgic on me.
I don't think I said that. Oh, no, I didn't say that.
You said we lived in a giant cloud.
Yeah, it is.
A giant revolving cloud that
I
just changed colour every
but
so often.
I didn't
often.
Say I'd kill myself if I lived here. I do think it can be quite depressing, though.
Well, somewhere between quite depressing and, oh my God, how do you stick it out here?
I know. I've lived here long enough to know. Before I moved to Canada, I know how you stick it out here. Go to the pub.
How the gleaming blue skies and sparkly chills of Ottawa are so absolutely sexy. Yeah, yeah.
No. I said, fair enough, I did say, it's so grey here and what gets me is it's always damp and the pavements, the sidewalks are always sparkling with moisture. Yeah. And it's essentially like living in a big cloud because half the time you're just walking through this sort of foggy, misty cloud thing.
What part of that doesn't include killing yourself? That doesn't sound very, very
doesn't
nice.
Mean I couldn't cope with it. I'd prefer it to be minus 20 and sparse, blue, fresh, crisp skies and dry like it is in Ottawa. Which is weird, because I don't think I'd ever have said that 5 years ago.
I think about 63 million English people would prefer that too, but you know, we don't have it, so you got to get used to the giant cloud.
And there's one way to cope, and that's the old pub. And why do you think they're on every single corner? Most of them are sponsored by Andrew White. one of the things that really gets me about London and always has is that, yeah, the weather is crap a lot of the time. And yeah, there's quite a high crime rate. And yeah, there were riots this year. And yeah, you get all the other problems that you get in a mega city. But there's actually a really good, fun, slightly barbaric outlook to things. Go to the pub, have far too many drinks for a Wednesday, act like an idiot, and that's all perfectly acceptable. Is that why you live here?
Are you talking from personal experience? No, I believe you had 2 pints on Monday. Well, in fairness now, you were told to do one by a very attractive blonde girl within about 10 minutes of arrival, I believe.
Yeah, the culture shock of the bluntness of people, I forgot. I said, can I have a half pint? And she said, a half pint? Pull your effing socks up or something along those lines.
And then you said, please, and she said, no, you can do one, you're getting a pint. But we're not a very polite culture, but, you know, we like the brutality. We don't need to pad our words with various adjectives of niceness and have a nice day. We just say what we want. It's very, very refreshing.
It's true. And also the customer service is peculiar in that it's almost reassuring to have an entire table of crisp packets, sandwich wrappers and everything else, rather than have some 22-year-old blonde little number wearing Lululemon pants come dancing up, wish you a wonderful day, give you a smile of incredible teeth, and then toddle off and ask you if there's anything else you need and expect a tip for it. I almost am reassured by a big, grumpy, ogreous man with his fat belly hanging out, coming and taking all the glasses off the table as if you've done something wrong. That is the London customer service I like. And the other day I was in a pub and someone said, have a nice day. I nearly crap myself. What's going on here? Are we going American?
We're trying our best to bring ourselves up to your standard, but, you know, it's just a vain attempt and it will never, never catch on. I mean, honestly, anytime somebody says, have a nice day, I think there's something wrong with them.
For everyone listening in Canada, if you haven't been to London, or for everyone listening in North America, for that matter, if you haven't been to London, one of the things that we're well known for here is the lack of customer service.
It's a certain customer service, not the North American style. It's service, but not as we know it, Jim.
It does the job. Everything gets done. It just gets done a little bit more grumpily.
Like, what do you want in my establishment? I would like to purchase a drink off you. What do you want? Okay, I will have a pint of Guinness, please. Right, there you go. £5.50, please. That's the kind of general banter you'll have in a pub.
I also find that it does extend itself to the cleanliness of the streets as well. I think the street cleaning is a bit of an afterthought sometimes. I was taking a walk down by an old industrial revolution hand-dug canal that there's like many canals across England. Very beautiful and lots of old brick mills next to it and old school architecture that's usually been turned into some trendy PR agency with sexy chicks doing things on Macs through the window. Isn't that true?
That's so true, absolutely, yeah. You've described half of East London.
It's really hard to walk down the canal without looking at either the scenery of the lovely weeping willows or the high-heeled totty that's knocking about in the old mills.
That's doing some Photoshop tricks and wizardry and presenting some slide decks to somebody, yes.
It's all like PR and magazine agents, isn't it? Totally, yeah. Anyway, my point was that walking down the canal today, despite the scenery, I couldn't help but notice crap everywhere. Clean up. What's going on?
That's what the rain is for. It washes everything away. Honestly, Jesus. If you wait long enough, the rain will take it away. God.
Is that Boris Johnson, Mayor of London? Is that his policy on cleanliness?
I don't know what his policies are, but I love the man. He's a genius. Anybody who doesn't know him, Google Boris Johnson. He's a tousled-haired young Englishman who has very interesting ideas about how a city should be run. And we all love him. All the cool people love Boris. He's our mayor.
I like him, even if some of the things he says aren't great. He's a walking caricature of a man. What are his policies? I don't know a great deal about what he's done in the few years that he's been mayor of London. What's changed here since I was last here?
Well, to be very topical, his latest and greatest achievement has been to ban the bendy bus. A bendy bus, for those of you who do not know what public transport is. Hi, America. A bendy bus is a bus with a big bendy bit in the middle that can swivel around corners quite well. And they're made in Germany, and the Germans seem to use them quite well. But unfortunately, the ones they brought to London didn't do very well because they kind of set on fire and they broke down, and the narrow streets of London really weren't intended for 100-foot-long massive buses with bendy bits. So they got rid of that, and we have now a new beautiful red double-decker bus that looks quite sexy. I don't know if you've seen it, Vinny, but it's Google it. It's a fantastic piece of engineering. And that's been Boris's latest little hobby horse. But he also has for also you Americans, things called bicycles, which
what,
have been...
Bicycles. They're like a bison, but without legs?
It's like an SUV, but it's got only got two wheels, doesn't have a petrol engine, and it actually makes you skinny when you ride on it.
You're talking foreign.
No, it's kind of like it's weight loss plus exercise plus saving money all in one, and it saves the planet as well.
Save the planet from what? There's nothing wrong with the planet. There's nothing going to be wrong with the planet. And those people, the others, the scientists, whatever they're called, they haven't even got facts anyway.
Oh, no. Jesus, look at us. It's warm right now. It's lovely. Yeah, no. So they're bicycles. So Boris brought in a new set of Barclays bicycles, which are cool little bicycles you can rent for free for 20 minutes.
I rented one today.
Did you? How was it?
It was great. I rode down the canal. I came back from Islington High Street, North London, on my Barclays bicycle, which is we actually got them in Ottawa, and they started life in Montreal. You know,
really?
Yeah, it's a Canadian invention. This is the bike system where you stick your credit card in, borrow a bike for a while, put it back wherever you want, as long as it's back in one of the managed racks. It's enormous. Did I say rack? So childish. And that was wicked. I love it. Cool. I like him. I like a lot of the things that have gone on in London. I haven't seen the new Ben. I want to pick you up on that new double-decker bus, though. What's so different about it compared to old double-decker buses?
Well, I'm not an expert, but it is a hybrid engine, which is half diesel, half electric. So it uses a lot less diesel. It's also emits a lot less carbon dioxide, which is really bad for the environment. So it's good if it emits less. So that's a scientific explanation. And it's got plastic bumpers all over it. So if you hit a citizen, they don't really kill themselves. I just made that up, actually. No, I don't know. They're wrapped in bubble wrap, so it's really nice to touch them. I don't know. They look good, you know. And they've got a nice, really, really cool thing. Now, this is what I do like. They've got, like in the old days in London, you can hop on and hop off.
Oh, they've got them! The old route master.
Yeah, I can see it, man.
Now we're cooking with gas. I thought the old health and safety people...
Yeah, that's why I love it. Yeah,
I thought health and safety people would say no way to that.
So literally, peoples of the world, you can come to London and fling yourself off a bus if you feel like it.
Oh, I love those.
And literally, you can run down the street, you know, running man style, and jump on the bus in the last second to get that date with that hot girl you always wanted to meet. So yeah, it's cool.
That's the way we should be living. Yeah. And if you fall off, well, you know what? It was your fault.
Yeah.
Do you remember that personal accountability?
That what? Counter what?
Oh, those were the days.
You mean like when the days before we didn't have instructions on toothpicks, like do not insert into eye?
Yeah, and caution hot on a coffee. Yeah. I had a pie the other day. Sure. Yeah, it said put in the oven for 40 minutes and be warned, we'll be hot at the end.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, I think Douglas Adams said humanity was doomed because everything needed instructions these days. And when a toothpick needs instructions, then humanity is obviously past the point of no return. And yeah, everything has it. I thought London or UK was slightly, you know, we're still cool. But yeah, it's happening here. Heathrow Airport has on the hot tap, caution hot. It has on the, you know, cold tap, nearly caution cold. So
it also has on the Heathrow Airport, as I noticed the other day, passengers are reminded, please do not ride on the trolleys. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm available for voiceover work, just saying. Bit broke at the moment, travelling Africa. Gonna need to get into some sort of career when I'm back.
You can do posh English, not posh English, really posh English, and semi-posh English.
You wouldn't want voiceovers, though, doing not posh English. You wouldn't want customers are reminded you don't want to ride on the trillies.
Might have more effect, actually, I don't know. Or we'll slap your head in.
Me and my brother around the corner, I'll sort you right out.
Break your knees. Yeah, no, London's going that way, but we still have cool stuff like the new bendy or the non-bendy bus, so we're still cool.
London, a fine place and home for me for the next couple of weeks. Oh, is there anything I should do in the next couple of weeks while I'm here? Because sometimes when I was working on the radio in Canada, I'd get emails from people saying, "Oh, I'm about to go to London. What should I do there?" You do live here. You're in a better situation than anyone. What is the must-do thing that you should do in London?
God, at the moment, you could go ice skating in Somerset House, which is a really...
It's not really going to appeal to Canadians, mate.
Okay. I didn't know this podcast was solely for Canadians, but hi, Canada.
That's probably where most listeners are. I came back to London a couple of years ago and went ice skating, and I was absolutely amazing at it compared to your average Londoner. I felt so special.
Okay, so things Canadians should do in London between now and next March. So... we have a food festival on in Regent's Park, which is kind of good. All kinds of British Taste of Britain, it's called. It's fantastic. Jellied eels, sheep's heads, shepherd's pie.
Easy, mate. They'll probably be heading to the airport right now.
Toad in the hole. You know, it's all good stuff.
Toad in the hole, by the way, is a sausage in a Yorkshire pudding. A Yorkshire pudding. Ah, oh, whatever. Let's carry on.
Right. Sporting theme, there's a little bit of a shindig going on next year that you Canadians might want to come across. You're not going to win anything, probably, unless they do ice skating as an Olympic sport. But yes, the Olympics are being held in London next year, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's only 5 miles from where we are sitting now.
I heard they spent double the original budget on the opening ceremony as well. I think they suddenly realised that China were great and we were going to be crap and we could only afford one probably brand new double-decker bus and David Beckham. So they suddenly realised that maybe they should invest some more. So I believe the opening ceremonies are going to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they had to buy a lot of bowler hats and umbrellas and stuff like that to start it off. But no, it's going to be cool. There's a couple of new sports. There's like being polite is a sport. It's seeing how much abuse you can take before caving in. There's also...
Well, yeah, if you don't think the Canadians are going to win anything?
I don't know. It might be a close race. There's also queuing, or people I think can kind of call it lining up. I think England's in a strong position there.
I think England will take that. I think Canada are just going to pit them to the post with the politeness. Yeah. There'll be one apology too many, okay, and they'll just take them down. Although the English might get some points for saying, oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, the team queuing is going to be fun. The relay queuing, you know, where somebody queues for five hours without complaining and then passes the baton on to the next person to queue. Whereas I think the North Americans mightn't quite have the patience to do that. But yeah, it's going to be good next year, Olympics. And of course, the women's beach volleyball final is basically in front of Buckingham Palace. So,
yeah, doesn't mean royalty are going to be involved, does it?
The vague idea of the Queen getting her bikini on and bouncing some balls around sounds vaguely appealing, but
that sounds remarkably appealing. And Pippa, but anyone other than that,
Pippa, yes.
Anyone horse-faced, which I believe is 98% of the royal family, I'm not interested.
Absolutely. Yes, it's in Horse Guards Parade, so that's just down from Buckingham Palace. So yeah, that's the Olympics next year. Come across.
You're not serious. They're not doing the volleyball at Horse Guards Parade, are they?
For once in my life, I'm being serious.
That's amazing.
No laughter. Yes, it is in Horse Guards Parade. Yeah,
that is amazing. I didn't know that.
Lots of men and horses watching them.
Usually, this is very much a formal, high etiquette area for, you know, dressage on horses and every equine activity you can imagine, and perhaps an antiques fair, but beach volleyball?
You'll have four girls from Brazil slapping a volleyball around the place in their undies, yes.
Sorry, why am I moving back to Canada?
I don't know. I'm sure you have bear wrestling or beaver shaving or something. Or some other Canadian sports.
Beaver tail making, sorry,
yes. But yeah, we have our own sports, so that's good.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you. We've racked up probably the allotted amount of time to just about keep people's interest before they either fall asleep at the wheel or press stop.
Okay, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's the point. We should have been much clearer about everything. Right, let's run it all through in a North American accent.
There will be a bibliography and a definition list at the end of this show, so please hang on. And there'll be flurries later.
I hope things are going well in Canada and North America and the rest of the world. Delete as applicable. I shall be heading to Africa, but this has gone so well, I might well do another English podcast before I go. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, we tried to record one and it went wrong, or Andrew got too drunk. Cheers, mate.
My pleasure.
Anything you want to say before I go? Merry Christmas, Canada, and the rest of the world. Look after yourselves and each other. And if I don't speak to you before, hey, Happy New Year.
Likewise for me, and all I have to say is two fish in a tank. One turns to the other and says, how the fuck do you drive this thing?
Can I do my monkey joke?
Yeah.
Just to finish off.
I think it's always funny when people carry on a little bit after the end.
Yeah, I always do. Monkey joke?
Yeah.
Two monkeys in a bath.
Right.
One says to the other, so the other one says, well, put some cold water in then.
And I think that might be a wrap.
Is this thing on? See you later.